Hi, good morning, good afternoon, or good evening. My name is Tristan.
And I'm Mish.
What are we talking about today?
Today we're talking about favorite Harry Potter movie and character, which I guess also kind of goes into like what's your least favorite.
Okay, I don't know all of them.
Like, I know all of them.
I've seen them all.
You have. I had you watch all of them. I sat through some of them with you.
Did you? Oh, yes, yeah, you
did. I did. I had no choice. You're like, yeah. You don't watch these movies with me.
Yeah, it was during a Harry Potter marathon, and I think we had a great time. It was really? It was a great time.
Yeah, we had a great time after you forced me to sit through the movies with you. She said it's her okay favorite movie, because so. I love the movies.
Yeah, I didn't force you to do anything.
Yes, you did, because I was like, I don't want to watch these movies with you because I already know what's going to happen, and the whole time I just want to say stuff because I'm like, oh, this is about to come up, but you haven't seen them.
And right, just, so you gotta just like, you know, sit and enjoy and relax and then
yes,
just,
but you know what happens when I get restless. Either way, we're moving away from the topic.
Okay. You wanna start or I start?
I mean, it's pretty easy for me to start. You already, like, my favorite Harry Potter movie is Chamber of Secrets, and I don't even have an actual answer as to why it's my favorite. It's just like growing up, it was always my favorite Harry Potter movie. I just like that one better than the rest of them.
That's the one with the big snake, yeah?
Yeah, big snake. With the basilisk, yes. The one with the big snake. But yeah, it was just always my favorite movie. Couldn't tell you why at all. I had like no legitimate reason why it's my favorite movie, but it just is.
See, and we are on the opposite end there, where I
you
know
didn't
why.
Care for it.
Well, I didn't hate that one, right? And I'm gonna tell you why I didn't hate it. It's not my favorite, but I'm gonna tell you why I didn't hate it, right? Because the whole time they're like, oh, the Chamber of Secrets is open, and they're freaking out, and you know, nobody knows how it was opened. And part of it is like, I'm not even sure I remember how it was opened. Like, I don't remember if they ever even explained that. You know what I mean? It was just like, basically, we eventually found it. But how the fuck did it open now? You know, I don't remember that. And, you know, it could just be me watching all the movies in session.
Yeah.
And just being like, it was just too much happening for me to not remember.
Yeah.
But honestly, how the fuck did they, like, who opened this? You know, that's what I don't remember.
Yeah.
And I don't think that's a good thing.
I mean, yeah, that's true. But I mean, there's like 8 movies, technically 7, because 7 is split in 2. So like, I don't know. For me, Chamber of Secrets is just like, you know, that's like, cool. That good old nostalgia. It's like an oldie, but uh-huh. Like it's golden.
Yeah.
And then, you know, there's also Prisoner of Azkaban, just because, you know, they finally introduced Sirius Black, and you know,
oh, that was a good
I'm
one.
A huge ass, you know, yeah. Sirius Black fan. So that was also one of the top movies.
You
and
know,
then I
like
the Deathly Hallows parts.
I didn't love the fact that that they basically killed him off so fast. And I know I'm saying like, hey, they killed him off real fast. Even though he was there for like an entire movie, right?
He was so, there for like 2 movies actually.
Right. So it's not like they really killed him off that fast, but.
But they kind of did because they didn't show him in Goblet of Fire.
I'm
not sure if they could have.
And they could have just been like, they could have let Harry be happy. You know?
Yeah, but it's based on books. So, you know, they got to be true to the books. So
well, then I got to say the original writer, She could have done better, all right? Because why does he have to be
alone, basically? Yeah. Why does he have to have no family?
Right. And that's messed up. Like, yeah, you can say, hey, Hermione and Ron are his family. No, they're
but
not.
They actually have family.
They were.
Ron got a lot of family, actually.
Ron got a whole family.
They could have left him with Sirius, honestly.
That was his only, like, person there that was actually family that he could have, you know, could have been happy with, but nah. They just decided, hey, he needed a little bit more trauma. And I think that's a TV thing. And it's like, no character who's full of family is gonna grow to be powerful. You gotta make them alone.
I think that's more of a like, what are they called? Like, whoever in the movie or like the show, whatever, whoever is like the person, they always got to go through some traumatic thing.
Hell yeah.
For growth. And I'm like, can't they grow with all the shit they go through already? Like, the man already lost his parents, bro. How many more people does he need to lose for growth?
And you know what I noticed? This is one of those, it's basically the same situation if you've watched Naruto, right? They killed his parents, then they killed any sort of father figure he has.
Oh, wait, before you say anything, let's hear a word from our sponsor. All right, back to the episode.
And basically throughout the rest of the series, he's going through with like the power of friendship. And that's all it is, right? He got his friends around and that's what's important. And that's fucked up. Like, I get it. They got to give him a reason. Because I guess if you had parents, you're just like, I could do this tomorrow. You'll procrastinate your butt off. And without parents, I guess it's the motivation to not procrastinate. I guess. I don't know how that works out. But I digress. Back to the original point, I didn't hate Chamber of Secrets. I thought it ended relatively nicely, I guess. Because at that point, I kind of found it bullshit that, you know, oh, Harry, he speaks partial tongue in his sleep. So Ron is like, you know, photogenic. He just knows what to say.
That is like five movies later.
You know what? I don't even like, that doesn't even matter to me at this point because they visited that chamber. And that's what came back to my mind. You know, you're 100% right. That is a whole different movie later. But it's because it was tied into that chamber that it came to mind. And that's, you know, that's back to my point. I watched so many of them in succession that who knows what I'm going to be mentioning. But you know what? That'll trigger somebody. And hopefully they'll tell me that I'm wrong and I'm stupid. But yeah, you know, them fighting and where did he get the sword?
This one was pulled out of the hat.
Oh, so they had the hat with
him?
Basically, I don't remember this movie that much.
What is his bird's name? The Phoenix.
You talking about Dumble Pappies?
Stop calling him that. But yeah, his...
Right, you're right.
Dumble
Pappy's Phoenix brought the hat.
Fell, and then, you know, it was empty, and then he ran past, and next thing you know, the sword's in it, because the sword comes to you when you need it the most.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's where the sword came from.
I remember that now. Oh, man, that was a good point. Okay. And I think that's what they used to kill it, which was nice. They killed the basilisk, but then I think they used its blood to stab the...
The book. They used the tooth to stab the book.
Oh, the tooth, right. Because I think the basilisk was indestructible, some shit like that, right? I mean, if it's indestructible, how do you get cut? Okay.
You clearly need to rewatch these movies, but not in succession, because clearly watching them in succession is not good for you.
Well, I should have watched them in order to prepare for this, but... It's the lack of preparation that's going to make this, you know, it's going to make this work. Because because it's going to be genuine, like, hey, I didn't break this down. I just ended up, like, actually loving or liking this movie.
Yeah.
But on that note, I can't remember a single thing about any other movies that would make me think, like, yeah, I love this movie.
Let's see.
I know I've told you about a movie that I liked, and...
I'm pretty sure.
I need
sure
you to jog my memory.
I think it was either Order of the Phoenix or...
That, I was going to say, because that was a pretty good movie. That Dumble Clap.
Stop calling.
That was dope. Oh, you know what? Wait a minute. Actually, I hated that movie because they introduced that...
Dolores?
Yeah, I hated that bitch. So, instantly made me hate that movie. And you know what? The clap?
She was the worst.
The clap would have saved it, but no. Like, having so much screen time mess it up for me. Like, she had so much screen time, and that really just was not.
She was the worst. Absolute worst. I was so happy when they got rid of her and they left her in the damn forest.
Yeah.
But then she came back in the fucking Deathly Hallows. So.
She came back for like 3 seconds.
She did.
So I was okay with that
necklace off her neck, and I was like, yes. Yeah. That made me so happy. She is the worst.
Yeah.
The worst.
And you know, the weird thing there is like her actor played that role so well that made me have genuine hatred for this character.
I'm pretty sure she's played that role before. And I think she was in Freedom Riders. And I remember her just being a terrible person in that movie growing up when I watched it. So I was just like, here we go again, this bitch. But yeah, she's really good at these roles. Props to the actress, because I 100% believe like, yo, she is the worst.
Nah, facts. And you know, you watch some movies and you're thinking like, why do they cast the same actor across different movies for basically the same role?
Yeah.
And the reality is they play it so well that there's just no point in trying to reinvent.
It's just, you know, like, them. Damn, you just end up hating the actor or actress too, because you're like, yo, what the fuck?
Right. Like, and sometimes
you are good,
like,
at your job.
I be hating their character, but then I see the actor or the actress,
and they're,
it's
so
like,
nice.
So nice. And it's like, bro, I spent the last 10 years hating on you, and you're just one of the nicest people like ever, you know? And it's because of some movie you played like 10 years ago as a kid that put a bad taste in my mouth. And you always gotta give them their props. Like, they did a really good job, you know? And she did a really good, I don't know what she's in. I don't think I would hate her across movies.
Yeah.
But in that one, as soon as I seen it, like, as soon as she popped up, it instantly makes me not like the movie. Because I've seen The Order of the Phoenix before, right? That was my second or third time rewatching it. And I had that thing where, like, there's so many Harry Potters that I kind of forgot what movie I'm watching.
Yeah.
Until she pops up.
And then you're like, yeah, this is that movie. Yeah. I don't know. I've seen these movies so many times, I've lost count.
At that point, I just knew I'm not going to like the rest of this movie. Because it was one of those, like, hey, I kind of wanted to finish. Goblet of Fire, though.
I think you like that. You like them introducing the other schools. But yeah. Then that also brings a point of, like, where the fuck were the other schools when all this shit was happening?
Big facts. It brings, like, definitely don't want to say, like, plot hole or just, well, basically it's like, they bring them in when it's needed. And they were so far deep into the whole series that you're wondering why didn't they introduce them before.
True, but I feel like the movie is entirely based on, like, Hogwarts, and it shows, because here comes Goblet of Fire, and
like, okay, I do get
and
that.
Like, all these students are put at risk because Harry's there.
Right.
And, you know, you got Voldemort going after him. And it's just like, maybe it is best you keep everybody away from this school, because now your kids and your people are in danger for one boy.
Now that you say that, right? It's like, you had this one school dealing with all of these crazy things. Why didn't the other schools come and help? And for whatever reason, I always felt like the order of power, or the order of, like, just ability in this movie was weird, or in this series was weird, because you would think the Ministry of Magic would be above everything, right? And there was that one movie towards the end where Harry Potter, he used magic and they caught him for that, and it's like, but he was using magic all the time, so
why did you bring that up? Because he's not at the age where he can use magic.
Right, but he's been doing magic
outside of school
like that for a minute. And
yeah,
they just haven't.
Y'all choose to be upset now about this. Y'all choose to be like, oh, you need to have repercussions about that.
Right.
It was really weird. And also, like, Goblet of Fire was, like, what? The third movie, the third or fourth movie. It was the fourth movie, I think. Yeah, it was the fourth. And it's just like, these other schools came for this tournament, but did y'all miss the first three movies? There's consistently been things happening at the school where it's just like, okay, problem, problem, problem. So why did y'all choose to leave the tournament at Hogwarts?
Right.
How did you not think your kids would be in danger and this, that, and the third would happen? Like, bro, first movie, this happened. Second movie, the fucking Chamber of Secrets was open. Third movie, you had freaking Sirius on the run.
Yeah.
It all tied something back into Hogwarts. And you're just like, you still came to this fucking school for a tournament.
And I would have loved the fact that I want to say I do like the fact that they have other schools, right? They kind of made it seem as though Hogwarts was the one and only school, right? For every wizard to go to.
Or at least like all the British ones.
Like, they just made it seem like it was just a go-to. Like they had the biggest school there and it was established just for that, right? And then now you're finding out, like, basically Russia had their own school. And I don't remember where the other one was kind of based on, if you know what I mean?
Russia? I thought it was, like, Romania or something.
Could have been.
But, yeah.
I like the idea that there were other schools, and that's cool because it opens up the whole world, right? But I didn't love the fact that we were still at Hogwarts. Like, we could have done this anywhere because they spent so much time in different locations anyway. So why didn't they just do that in the first place where it was like, hey, let's go to one of the other schools instead.
Yeah, but then it all ties back into, like, Harry needs to be there. Everything needs to happen in order for Voldemort to come back to power. And in order for that to be, they need Harry there.
But that's the thing, though. They were transported anyway. So they could have changed the location and went to one of the other schools to open up the whole Harry Potter world to another location.
They could have.
And still have them transported to whatever locations they needed for the individual games. Because at the end of the day, they were still transported to a whole different areas where the people in the stands couldn't even see what the fuck was going on. And mind you, why is this a game? You can't even see what is happening. Like, there's no weird wizard TV that's watching what's happening in the games. These students could have died and you don't even know. And that was the thing. Like,
that was another thing. Your kids could have died and, like, your kid is in the tournament and it's just like, oh, wow, I can't wait for my kid to win. But I'm like, there's a real possibility your kid can die. And it's just like you know,
a few of them almost drowned.
I want my kid to be, like, you know, a great wizard and whatnot. But I don't want my kid to fucking die. Look at fucking Cedric. Cedric died for what, bro? Just because he got far in the tournament and he was with Harry in that fucking graveyard. Right. He died for, like, what did he die for, bro? Just because Voldemort and his people wanted Harry. He didn't have to die.
I honestly feel like a lot more of them, like, the first game, three or four of them, mind you, there's, like, what, four competitors? And the very first game, you're telling me, like, three out of them are gonna die or two out of them are gonna die? That's half the whole competition. If Harry didn't step in to help him out, you would have had students that would have actually died, and there were students that weren't even part of the game that he saved. Would they have died? Are you telling me, like, you wanted each school to save their respective person, and if they didn't, then they both would have died? Like, that is some high risk game. And what student really was like, hey, I volunteer. Like, I want to be on the bottom of the ocean. And yeah, if my sister doesn't save me, fuck it, we die together. And I think at that point, her sister went above, right? Her sister was like, fuck it, I can't do this, I got to leave. And then Harry saved her, which was like, what the fuck? But I love that movie, I think, the most, just because of how many different things happened. And how great some of these wizards were, like, because they actually showed different possibilities of magic. as opposed to like Expelliarmus here, and then you got it again.
Expecto Patronum
here. It's like the same thing every single time. And I like the variety there, the different possibilities of like, hey, you can chew this shit and it lets you breathe underwater. Or there's a spell to do some
gives
bubbles.
Gives you gills, yeah, so you can breathe.
Like, that actually made you think, hey, there are different spells out there, guys.
There's
like,
so many possibilities, and they only ever show you Expelliarmus, Expecto Patronum.
It's the same shit over and over, and I think that's one of the things I really hated about the other movies. You're telling me there's these wizards, and we have no idea what the fuck they can do. Hermione here and there in, like, Deathly Hallows, she brought out a lot of these crazy tricks. And, you know, she had her little pouch with, like, a bottomless little, and she could pull anything out of that shit. So, like, why aren't more wizards doing that? You know? Why are they carrying around, like, these huge-ass bags and blah, blah, blah? It's crazy to me. But I really did like that movie the most. Just because, again, yeah, the possibilities. It was like, hey, these wizards can actually do shit. Like, they're actually learning things. And that was another thing with, like, the other schools. Some of these, I get they were, like, in a higher grade than Harry.
Yeah, and he wasn't supposed to be in the tournament anyway.
Yeah. So it kind of made it kind of showed you, like, hey, they're in different classes. Because Harry didn't know what the fuck he was going to do with these guys.
Which I guess it made sense why, like, it's so high stakes. Mm-hmm. They only let the older kids join in.
Yeah,
the younger kids, they're not supposed to be part of the tournament.
Right. And just that, like, that, the way they handled that, the way they showed that, hey, these kids are, they know more and there's more possibility, that I really liked. Now, what would you say was the worst movie for you?
Wow. Oddly enough, was it Goblet of Fire?
Really? I think
it's not for the reason you think. I like Goblet of Fire. I like the tournament thing. But it was that, was it Goblet of Fire? It was that one aspect with that girl Ron started dating that just drove me fucking insane. Because she was so annoying. And I was like, well, I mean, it makes sense. If you think about it outside of the fact that, like, they're magical children, it's regular teenage shit, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, you like this person. The person starts seeing somebody else. Y'all both fucking like each other, but y'all, like, y'all have yet to come to terms with your feelings. I get it. It's regular. Like, you know, they're at the age for this shit, right? But my God, does she irk my fucking soul. And I just couldn't do it. I just couldn't. Every time she came around, I was like, can I skip this shit? She drove me in fucking insane. And I was at my happiest when Ron got hurt because the girls were trying to charm Harry. Okay. And Ron ate it instead, or drunk it instead, when they went to go see that professor that helped Voldemort when he was a child with the Horcruxes. When he got hurt and he called out Hermione's name, I was like, thank you, Lord. We can't be done with this girl. I couldn't do it anymore, Tristan. It was driving me insane. I was like, finally, now you know he wants Hermione. And I'm like, it sucks you have to find out this way, but girl, come on.
Yeah, I can't lie. She was pretty annoying. And, like, I guess, to me, she wasn't annoying as that Ministry of Magic lady.
Oh, yeah, that lady's the worst. But I actually really enjoyed that movie because...
I did not. It was too much of her.
A lot, minus her, it flowed pretty well. It was a good movie up until, you know, he died. That really upset me.
Yeah.
But it was a pretty good movie. And the world was finally like, oh shit, Voldemort's back. I'm like, it's not like he's been telling you for four fucking movies the man is back. But oh my God, he's back. Are you serious?
It's one of those things where, like, we don't listen to our children.
We don't listen to our children.
Like, you're a kid saying this, so... You know, you don't want to.
There's no way he's been dead for years. I'm like, right. You think the man would actually let y'all kill him? Really? You think
he'd
actually?
Then, like, you have a kid that's like, you have a kid that has a connection with him that's telling you, hey,
he's alive.
Like, you don't think, hey, let me look into this. right? And that's the one thing that was kind of stupid in that movie. No adult that was in the ministry. And it's supposed to be the ministry of magic.
Like, you're supposed to be taking charge of everything in the wizarding world.
Right. And I think here he is. I'm not going to actually investigate this.
Here he is. Here's Dumbledore. Here's all these incidents that happen that point to this man. And it's just like, there is no way. Mm. Are y'all serious? You know, I understand why most of the Ministry of Magic was killed or imprisoned, because y'all dumb. Y'all are dumb. Had y'all listened in the first place, shit wouldn't have gone down how it went. They took over the whole Ministry of Magic because y'all are dumb. Right. Okay, y'all should have listened to begin with.
Now, my worst movie, or my least favorite, obviously it would be Order of Phoenix.
Yeah.
But close second would have to be Deathly Hallows Part 2.
Part two,
because of the wand. Yeah, so I'm thinking, like, and it's not only the wand, there were just some things that are just like so annoying there. And it was a really good movie, right? And you know, I like the way that they set up the whole Deathly Hallows, and you had these three tools, right? And at one point, basically, Harry at the end would be in possession of all three of them, right? For whatever reason, he dropped the stone, which I don't, I feel like that's stupid as fuck, because you find out he's a Horcrux, right? But, like, if Voldemort kills him, why does that make it that he has two lives if he doesn't have the stone? And at first I would think, all right, he has the stone, that's why he would come back to life, right? Mm-hmm. Would have made sense, that would have been a cop-out, and that's what I was thinking they were going to do.
Yeah.
But then they ended up doing it without the stone. So I'm like, bro, what the fuck? If you're going to do it, why not do it the way that makes sense? Because now you're telling me, like, Harry always had two lives. And let's say if Voldemort didn't kill him, are you telling me that, like, the Harry side would have died, but then what, the Horcrux would be alive? You know? So, like, that's just the stupid part to me. And that's what really made me dislike this movie, because it was just so great, and they just didn't know how the fuck to end it. And it kind of seems like they just started throwing shit together. Harry died, and then what? They decided, hey, let's carry his dead body back to the school. And you can have an argument for that and say, like, hey, they needed to prove that he was dead. They needed to show that.
Their symbol of hope was dead. Right. It was just like, okay, it's Voldemort's time, and y'all got nobody.
And I'd be okay to deal with that. But then, you know, you had, what was his name?
Fuck. Neville?
No. He carried Harry.
Oh, Hagrid.
Hagrid. So Hagrid was carrying him, and, like, my thing was, like, why was Hagrid even alive? Right? Why did y'all keep him alive? It seems like they kept him alive just for that purpose of carrying Harry. And at that point, it's like they're magicians. Like, they could have tied him up and did the same thing with magic. Oh, they're wizards now. Well, they're magicians. Fuck it. They could have done that with magic.
Yeah, but I feel like it's symbolic that, like, Hagrid is carrying him, considering Hagrid first brought him to Hogwarts. So it was like Hagrid's last time bringing him to Hogwarts.
But they don't fucking know that.
They don't. But so, like, you know, we as the viewers, we know.
We know. And we're like, oh, you know, this is so cool. This makes sense. Like, oh, symbolicism. Is that a word? I'm going to say it's a word. Cool. But, like, symbolicism. What the hell? Symbolicism. It just, like, okay, cool, right? But, like, why was he alive? Like, there was just so many, they didn't know that shit. Why did they decide to keep him alive? And then Harry kind of just, like, he just hopped right out of his arms. Like, it was a regular Tuesday.
Like Hagrid not mad tall. Also, right. Hagrid is mad tall. How did that work out? So many questions. But get to the part that really upsets you.
So, yeah. Okay. So, those were just the parts that I'm just like, okay, this is just a big fuck you to the movie. But then you have Voldemort, with this wand that's saying...
The Elder Wand.
The Elder Wand. The most powerful wand. The, like, wands of all wands. And he's saying that, hey, this wand won't submit to him because he's not the owner, right? But this man was slinging this wand around, like, killing people with it. And you got to think, like, how much more do you want to do with this wand? We don't see you do shit with it. So, like, if you're already killing people with it, then how much more do you really want to do with it? You know, you never really explain that shit. And then you were thinking most powerful wand in the world, and his ideals were like, in order to really have it submit, you have to kill the previous owner. I would have been super happy with that. Like, I would have, because most powerful wand, in order to have it, you need to like really do some wild shit. And if it's like, okay, I killed your previous owner, now you submit to me, then boom, that makes so much sense.
Yeah.
Right? Because it's like so much power there, you need a big old thing in order for it to switch owners, switch loyalty. But then no, it was like, oh, hey, if you just disarm this guy, right, the wand is like, fuck you. You can't even hold on to me. Let me jump ship. And the stupid thing is, like, you don't even have to be holding the wand in order to get ownership. Like, you could be holding some 99-cent wand and then get disarmed. And then the wand is just like, well, you couldn't even hold on to that. So, you know, now I'm not yours anymore. And I find it so stupid because you see every character just getting disarmed left and right in this entire series. It's a regular Tuesday thing in a movie. And that's what they decide to go to, you know?
Actually, did they say you needed to kill somebody to get ownership of the Elder Wand?
Nobody said
and
it.
They never clarified that that's exactly what you needed to do. It's just, they showed that that's what people chose to do because they were power hungry. They mm-hmm. were like, well, if I kill you, it's mine. But they never said you had to kill the person.
No, you never had to. And that's not why I'm upset.
I know. But I'm trying to figure out.
You don't have to.
I'm like, yo, they never said people had to be out here murdering people. That just shows the type of person you are. Mm-hmm. They never said you had to murder people to get the wand.
So, like, you never had to. But the thing is, I'm thinking you're going to be fighting with this... with this owner anyway.
Yeah, because you're going to want the... And if you don't kill them, they will kill you, or do what needs to be done to get their wand back.
Yeah. And at that point, it would make sense that that's how the legend spreads. Because whoever has that wand is so powerful that, you know, they're revered for it usually. Like, they're known as strongest wizard or whatever. And... it just makes sense that, you know, you would kill them and then you take the sword and it's yours, right? That's just, it makes sense that that's how it started. And nobody really said anything like that. That's just what Voldemort said. And I was 100% happy with it. And the fact that they had him say it first maybe is what pissed me off. Like, let's say they never even said anything like that, because before he even said it, we wouldn't even know, right? And if that wasn't the case, I think I would have been fine. Like, okay, you know, you disarm him. That's bullshit, but okay. But the fact that they introduced something that made so much more sense, and then they copped out and said, no, we don't want Harry, or we don't want what's his name to die, so we're not going to have anybody kill him. That's just bullshit. Because they should have stuck with that. And been like, yeah, no, he's the new owner, so he gotta die. That's plain and simple. Harry gotta go and chop his head off.
Okay, or, no.
You know.
No. No. Like, so, who is your favorite character?
Hold on. Before you say that, though, I also feel like it's just a cop that, like, Harry prefers to disarm everybody, and then that's the requirement for getting the wand. So, it's like, hey, they made it destined that it's going to be his wand, and also his cloak, and also his regeneration stone, whatever, which he threw away. Oh, I just hated this whole movie. Who's my favorite what?
Your favorite character.
Favorite character? Oh, shit. That's actually pretty tough.
I feel like you're going to pick Dumbledore.
I do love Dumbledore, but...
Stop calling him.
My thing is, like, I do wonder how powerful Dumbledore would be without the wand.
Yeah.
Because I feel like the wand really made him.
I'm pretty sure he was always powerful. Like, if you watch Fantastic Beasts, like, it shows, like, yo, Dumbledore was always that man, bro. Like, it was just like, yo, everybody was talking about Dumbledore. It's like, Dumbledore is like...
He didn't have the wand back then?
I don't know when he got the wand.
Honestly,
because he was going back and forth with what is this man's name in this movie?
Fantastic Beasts.
Yeah, the person Johnny Depp was playing.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about, but
I can't remember either. And I just recently was watching Fantastic Beasts because it was on. Anyways, they were going back and forth.
Who would not you think of your favorite character?
Why? I really bro. Like, Sirius Black. But I also really like Remus, the wolfman professor.
Yeah.
He was chill. He was real chill. I love Dumbledore, obviously. I like Bellatrix, even though, because she just like, yo, she's super powerful and she's just like, I will not hesitate to kill you.
Oh, yeah.
And
that's Bellatrix.
That's a person who knows what she wants and she sticks to that shit.
Yeah.
Bellatrix was great.
Bellatrix was great.
I'm trying not to go with like the obvious.
Who is your favorite? You're naming all these characters, Sirius. But like, okay, I would say it is tough because I feel like I do want to say Dumblepappy, and the reality is like I don't want to feel as though there's no real reason why I like him.
Yeah.
Because, you know, there's some characters that they just make you, like, they want to make you like them. And he was great. He was amazing. But as far as favorites go, I don't know if I have a favorite. There are just some characters that hit the screen and they were just like, they were hitters from like the second they got on the screen until they came off. Like you said, Bellatrix was just, she was just crazy when she hit the, when you first seen her.
I feel like that's props to the actress because she's been in so many things and you're just like, yo, you gotta love her.
Yeah.
You just gotta love her.
But the reason I wouldn't say she was my favorite is when she died, I also really liked that moment, you know?
Same. That was like props to Mama Weasley.
Yeah. That was a nice moment, which I don't want to say was bullshit. I don't think it was, but I do wish was cooler. You know, like, she blew up, and that was kind of cool. I don't know. I don't have a favorite, right? I don't have one person that's like, I love them in this movie. I'd say I have a top four, right? Which would be Dumbledore, Bellatrix, Sirius, and Hagrid. Right, Hagrid's been A1 since the beginning, to be honest. But none of them are necessarily my favorite. I don't know. It's real tough because, like, with Bellatrix, like I said, I enjoyed the fact that she did die because eventually she did just, she was kind of annoying. But not in a way where it's like I hated her in the movie, but in a way that it was like they just had to get past that hurdle, you know? But it was like, okay, I'm ready for you to kind of finish this part of your journey. like she was a raid boss that they needed to get through, basically. Dumbledore, I love Dumbledore since the beginning, but I don't love the way he died. And I don't think I ever will. I know he was dying anyway, but I just don't love it. I feel like it could have been better if he was a worst off role model. He would have just killed that little kid. What was his name?
Malfoy.
Huh?
Malfoy?
Yeah, he would have just killed him, snapped his finger, dead, shit finished, right?
Yeah, but that's he knew it was all part of the story, the journey, because they knew, they were like, they think Voldemort's gonna pick Malfoy.
Yeah, they knew that shit.
So they needed to, like, make it in a way that, you know, shows Malfoy had the guts to do what needed to be done, but they all knew he fucking did it, which is why Snape stepped up.
Yeah,
it was part of the plan, I guess. We all have to agree with the plan, but it was part of the plan.
That's really, Yeah, I don't know. I don't really like that. I feel like he could have died in a more... He just deserved to die better.
He deserved better.
But then Sirius, of course, like, I really did like him. It would be Dumbledore number one. Sirius is maybe number two or three. Because I feel like he should have done better against Bellatrix. But at the same time, it was like she was kind of a powerhouse that just... He just couldn't do it. But he didn't die because he was weak. He died because he was protecting Harry. Whatever.
And I just feel like that makes him feel worse. Because it's just like, there's always everyone protecting him and dying protecting him. And I'm like, I know y'all think this is great, but he must feel like shit. Like, all his people are dying.
He could have done better. Because a lot of them told him, like, hey, don't do that. He's like, no, I gotta do this. I gotta prove myself. And then at the end of the day, he's not the one that dies, you know? And he keeps doing that shit. And it's like, hey, bro, we told you stop doing this shit. But, you know, he want to prove himself so bad. And it doesn't matter how many people die. He going to keep doing it. And Harry's an asshole for that. And that's why he would never be my number one. He'd never be my top 10, top five. He's okay. He's just all right.
He might make it in top 20.
Maybe. He might. But he's just all right. Like, I think... Definitely the whole, like, chosen one thing that they had going on in the show really went to his head. And that kind of made him think, like, hey, I can do anything, you know? Because, like, the way that they just be on him, like, they be sucking him off every movie. And it's like, bro.
I mean, it's true. They've been like, oh my gosh, are you Harry Potter? Yes, he's Harry. You see the freaking scar on his forehead.
Right.
He's Harry Potter. Like, come on, man.
At this point, nobody should not know who he is. And it's weird that he can still walk around. Because there are times when, like, he just steps into a place and he's just immediately noticed. But then other times, he's chilling, cool, and walking around. Nobody's trying to kidnap him and ransom him for money. And I'm just like, why y'all picking and choosing when to popularize him? You know? But yeah, he would not be my favorite. Ron also would just be closer to the bottom. You know who I really liked? That girl who saw the dead?
Oh, Luna.
Luna. Oh, Luna was nice.
Luna was great. She was a great addition.
Yeah, I liked her. Like the weirdness aspect there.
And her dad was just as weird. They were perfect for each other.
Right. But that's going to be it for us, guys. Thank you for listening. I was going to say thank you for watching. But thank you very much for watching. And if you have a favorite movie or character, or even a worse one.
Let us know. Yeah. Leave a comment, like, subscribe, which will keep you up to date on, like, when episodes drop. Like, I know we missed last week.
Well, that was intentional.
We have a lot going on. We were tired. And also, like, it was his birthday. So we just decided, like, we're gonna skip last week because we really needed the break.
Yeah.
We were stretched a bit thin.
Yeah.
So yeah. Thank you for, like, listening, like you said, and keep listening. Tell us what you like or don't like. Connect with us. We'd really appreciate it.
Yeah, we really want to hear from anyone on what it is that you guys might want to hear about or...
Want us to talk about, why you keep coming back, anything of that sort.
Any ideas, really. So, let us know.